姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
谢谢主还给我们有机会能在一起聚集。
We thank the Lord that He has given us the opportunity to gather together.
我想就像刚诗歌所唱的。
It was just like the hymn we were singing.
当我们在他面前俯伏敬拜的时候。
When we bow before Him.
他就向我们显现他的全能。
Then He will show us His power.
想借着机会谢各位弟兄姐妹。
I want to take this opportunity to thank brothers and sisters.
谢谢你们在明处暗处的祷告。
Thank you for your prayers, whether in the light or in the dark.
实在在许多时候应着弟兄姐妹的祷告。
Many times because of the prayers of brothers and sisters.
我们才真正感到神是与我们同在。
We really feel the presence of the Lord with us.
我们在一个身体里面是多么的美好。
It's so wonderful to be in this body.
相信主必听你们有声无声的祷告。
I believe the Lord will hear the prayers of you, whether in the light or in the dark.
我没有办法一一的向你们称谢。
I cannot thank you personally.
相信主必纪念你们。
But God will remember you.
我想在去年年底，我知道有这个可以交通的机会的时候。
Last year near the close, I knew there was this opportunity to share.
在主面前寻求，主就把约翰一书摆在我心里面。
I was seeking before the Lord, and He put the book of 1 John before me.
结果在27号下雪天，我们就不能够聚会。
And then on the 27th, we couldn't gather because of the snow.
我想主大概认为准备上还不好，还不够。
Perhaps the Lord felt my preparation was not enough.
谢谢主，又多三个礼拜，我可以再稍微在主面前有些思考。
I thank the Lord that 3 more weeks gave me more time to think before the Lord.
到今天我还觉得准备不够。
Even today, I feel the preparation is not enough.
我知道这一生永远在主面前的准备一直是不够。
I know in my life, my preparation before the Lord was always not enough.
我们实在必须常常等候在他面前。
We really have to wait before Him.
好不好？让我们一起先一起祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer first.
主，你实在是这么的爱我们。
Lord, you truly love us so much.
主，还有谁像你这么爱我们？
Who else is like you who will love us so much?
主，我们就求你照着你自己所应许的。
So we pray that you will go according to your promise.
主，你的圣灵在我们心中同证，我们是你的儿女。
Your Holy Spirit in us confirms that we are the children of God.
主，如果你不对我们说话，
If you do not speak to us, Lord,
主，我们如何能够看见你？
How can we see you?
我们如何能够认识你？
How can we know you?
但是主，你既然救我们，
But since you have saved us, Lord,
主，你也恩待我们。
Lord, you have also given us grace.
主，你也怜悯我们。
You have given us mercy.
我们不过出于尘土。
We are only like the dust.
我们常常背逆了你。
We often rebel against you.
但是主，你既然给我们机会。
But Lord, since you have given this chance, this opportunity.
主，就求你自己借着你的圣灵对我们说话。
Then please speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
让我们这个软弱的人在你面前能够刚强起来。
Please strengthen us who are weak before the Lord.
能够在你的旨意中有份。
Let us take part in your will.
我们首先把感谢颂赞都归给你。
We give all praise and thanksgiving to you.
奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 当我在读约翰一书的时候，
When I was reading 1 John,
我就感觉它好像是一封信在对我们说话。
I felt it was a letter written to us, speaking to us.
有弟兄说，圣经就好像神给我们的信。
Some brother has said that the Bible is like God's letter to us.
神借着圣经，神借着他这封信，把他的心意显明告诉我们。
God has revealed His will and purpose to us through this word, through this letter.
约翰一书是老约翰在晚年的时候所写的一封信，一封书信。
First John is a letter written by the elder John in his last days.
他做了几本书。
He wrote several books.
约翰福音。
The Gospel of John.
约翰一二三书。
And First John, Second John, and Third John.
到了晚年的时候，还写了启示录。
And then in his very last days, he wrote the book of Revelation.
这些书都在他年纪很大，就是晚年的时候所写。
These books were written when he was very old, in his last days.
在福音书里面，我们看见老约翰当初神呼召他们的时候。
Then in the Gospel of John, we see when God first called John.
神叫约翰和他的弟兄雅各，主耶稣称呼他们为雷子。
Jesus called John and his brother James the sons of thunder.
或许他们的性格上比较急躁。
Perhaps they were impatient in their personality.
总是有一些原因，所以称呼他们是雷子。
There must have been some reason for Jesus called them sons of thunder.
在路加福音里面第九章里面告诉我们，有一次当耶稣要到一个撒玛利亚人的村庄的时候。
The Gospel of John in chapter 9, it says once that Jesus wanted to go to this Samaritan village.
就当地的人不接待他们。
But the people there did not receive him.
使徒约翰就跟主耶稣说，主啊，你要不要我们吩咐火从天上降下来？
Then the Apostle John told Jesus, Master, should we command that fire and brimstone come down from heaven?
主耶稣说，你不知道你的心是如何。
Jesus said, you don't know what your heart is.
但到他主耶稣上十字架之前的时候，
But then before Jesus went on the cross,
在最后晚餐，
During that last supper,
当主说有一个人要卖主耶稣，
Jesus said, there is someone who will betray me.
那门徒，其他的门徒就叫使徒，叫门徒约翰去问主耶稣。
So all the other disciples, apostles, told John to ask Jesus.
约翰坐在耶稣的旁边。
John sat right next to Jesus.
靠近他的胸膛。
Right in his bosom.
问主耶稣要卖主的是谁。
He asked the Lord, who is it who will betray you?
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候，
When Jesus was on the cross,
他看着他的母亲，
he looked at his mother,
说这是你的儿子。
He said, look, this is your son.
他看着使徒约翰，
he looked at the apostle John.
说这是你的母亲。
Look, this is your mother.
主耶稣就把他母亲交给了约翰。
So Jesus handed his mother over to John.
所以
So,
一般人弟兄就是说，约翰到了晚年的时候，他是主爱的门徒。
So many brothers say that John in his last days was an apostle loved by the Lord.
爱的门徒。
The apostle loved by the Lord.
主改变了他。
The Lord changed him.
他充满了主的爱在他里面。
He was full of God's love in him.
所以在这封信里面。
So in this letter,
那使徒约翰要告诉我们一些事情。
I believe the Apostle John has some things to say to us.
让我们在新的一年里面，我们可以思考我们在前面的时间里面。
So that at the beginning of the year, we can think about the time we have left for us.
主在我们身上的期望是什么？
What is God's will for us?
我们应该如何行？
How should we walk before?
我们要如何的跟从着他？
How should we follow before the?
我们如何听他的话？
How should we listen to him?
我们如何可以靠近他的胸膛？
How can we come close to his bosom?
我们更多明白他的心意。
How can we more clearly understand his will?
在约翰一书里面，
In the book of First John,
似乎 他那个写信的对象
，It seems the person he is addressing，
约翰是这样描述的
，is described like this。
他里面有提到小子、少年人跟父老。
He mentioned little children, young men, and fathers.
在二章十三节里面。
In chapter 2, verse 13.
好，小子们啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。
He says, I write to you, little children, because you have known the Father.
如果在根据达比弟兄的经节里面。
In the Darby translation of this verse.
他说，我写信给你们小小子，如果我们用小子。小小子，因为你们认识父。
It says, I write to you little, little children, because you have known the Father.
然后他也说，再说一次，小子们啊，我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。
And he also writes, I write to you children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake.
他提到少年人。
He also mentions the young man.
好，少年人啊，我曾写信给你们，因为你们刚强。神的道常存在你们心里，你们也胜了那恶者。
I've written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one.
他又说一遍说，少年人啊，我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。
He writes again, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one.
对于父老。
And toward the fathers.
他说，我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识那起初原有的。
He says, I have written to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
他又说，父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那起初原有。
He also writes, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning.
我想神期望我们乃是一天一天的要成长。
I believe God wants us to grow day by day.
我想这个成长的程度并不是因着信主的时间长短。
I think this growth is not dependent on how long you have believed the Lord.
也不在于我们的年龄。
It does not depend on your age and years.
乃是我们和主之间的关系如何。
But it depends on our relationship with the Lord.
这一条小子，他停留在小子是那个认识父，然后他们的罪得了赦免，因着主名得着赦免。
The little children are those who have known the Lord and who have their sins forgiven because of the Lord's blood.
主赦免我们，主也救我们。
I believe the Lord has forgiven our sins and has saved us.
但是主并不期望我们只停留在小子们的状况。
But God does not want us to stay little children.
我们的身量总是要往前长，往上长。
You must always grow.
提到少年人讲到真道在里面，在少年人里面，他们能够战胜那恶者。
For the young men, John wrote that the word of God abides in them, and they have overcome the wicked one.
当我们信主以后，如果我们只是停留在那小子的身量里面
，After we have believed on the Lord, if we only stay at the status of the little children,
那我们不过就是小子。
Then we are only little children.
如果我们愿意长
If we are willing to grow,
我们愿意照神的心意长
We are willing to grow according to God's will.
我们可能就要进入那个征战里面
Then we may have to enter the battle.
因为我们原先是属于那恶者的
Because we originally belonged to the wicked one.
当我们信主以后，我们就属于神的
But after we are saved, we belong to the Lord.
如果你一直在婴儿的状态，小子的状态
，If you are always in infancy in that status of little children，
那恶者不需要做什么事情
，The wicked one doesn't have to do much，
因为他很容易就把我们带我们又离开神的怀抱里面
，Because he can easily lead us astray away from the Lord's bosom。
但是，当我们如果在主面前有一点的成长，一点的追求
，But if we have a little growth before the Lord，
我们就进入那个征战里面。
Then we will enter a battle。
因为那恶者，他不死心。
Because that wicked one, he never gives up。
神也用着各样的环境来帮助我们。
God also uses many circumstances to help us.
让我们能够成长。
To help us grow.
让我们能够一天一天越来越靠近他。
So that every day we grow closer and closer to the Lord.
一直到有那么一天。
Until that day.
我们可以真实的认识他。
When we can truly understand and know Him.
认识那起初原有的。
We understand Him who was there from the very beginning.
我们回到那个源头。
We return to that source.
所以这封信的书信讲到三个状生态生量。
So this letter talks of three stages of growth.
我们盼望每一个人能够这个生量一天天的成长。
We hope that every one of us will keep growing day by day.
那其中一个很重要的地方。
Now there is an extremely important point.
我们怎么知道我们有没有成长？
How do we know we have grown?
我想在接着的经文里面告诉我们，那就是那爱世界的心，或者是爱父的心有多少。
So these verses will tell us how much we have grown by how our love toward the world or the love toward the Father is.
所以在二章十五节，他继续说：“不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。”因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
So in verse 15 of chapter 2, it says, Love not the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world.
我们活在世界之中。
We live in this world.
但这世界不应该成我们的主人。
But this world cannot be our master.
就好像有弟兄这样形容说。
One brother described it like this.
好像我们在那坐船。
It's like you're on a boat.
但这个船里面不可以有水。
But this boat cannot have any water.
水可以在船外面，但船里面不能有水。
The water can be all around outside the boat, but water can't enter the boat.
所以我们活在世界上。
So we live in this world.
世界并不是我们的主人。
But the world should not be our master.
也不是我们爱的对象。
It should not be the object of our love.
当然这个世界也包括我们自己。
But the world also includes ourselves.
我想这是我们很困难的地方。
I guess this is what is difficult about it.
因为我们常常充满了自己。
Because we are often full of ourselves.
什么都是我我我。
Everything we think about is me, me, me.
或者我要什么我要什么。
What I want, what I want.
是不是我喜欢的。
Is this what I like?
是不是我所要的。
Is this what I want?
虽然我们不爱这个世界。
Although we don't love the world.
但是我们这个人成为我们的世界。
But ourselves, our very selves become our world.
我们可能不爱外面的东西。
Perhaps we don't love things that are outside.
但是我们常常爱我们的自己。
But we often love ourselves.
我看真实的爱是他愿意放下来的爱。
True love is love that can be willing to put down.
就好像主说，你们要舍弃你自己，要背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
Just like the Lord said, you must be willing to deny yourselves, take up the cross and follow the Lord.
我们是不是愿意为主放下来？
Are you willing to put things down for the Lord?
我们是不是在一些事情上的决定上，在因着主的关系，我们愿意把这些事情放下来？
Are we willing in the decisions we make to set them aside for the sake of the Lord?
那如何看世界上的事情？
How do we look at the things of the world?
在经文里面告诉我们，它是从哪里来，这个源头在哪里。
The verse really deals with the source of these things.
如果这个源头是从神来的
，If the source is the Lord, the Father,
那么这不是世界上的事情。
And this is not the thing of the world.
如果这个源头不是从神那里来的。
The source is not the Father, not the Lord.
那么这就是世界上的事情。
Then this is the thing of the world.
即使许多许多我们认为好的事情，也可能是世界上的事情。
There are many things we think are good, but there are also things of the world.
你记得那个以色列人？
Do you remember the Israelites?
他们有神的应许。
They had the promise of God.
他们也遵守神的诫命。
They also obeyed the commandments of the Lord.
但是保罗怎么说？
But what did the Apostle Paul say?
在罗马书十章二节里面。
He says in Romans 10:2.
所以他可以证明说，以色列人向神是有热心的，但不是按着真知识，因为不知道神的意，想要立自己的意，就不服神的意。
The Israelites have zeal for God, but not according to knowledge, for they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God.
虽然他们有许多很好的事情。
Even though the Israelites had a lot of good things,
常我礼拜六的时候看见一些犹太人，他们遵守他们的安息日。
Sometimes on Saturday, I see some Jewish people keeping the Sabbath day.
我很为他们赞美我们的神。
I praise the Lord for them.
因为他们为了他们所相信的神，他们做了多大的牺牲。
Because they sacrifice so much for the God they believe in.
世世代代，他们为了在他们所相信的神，他们成为一个那个见证。
Generation after generation, they strive to be a testimony for the God they believe in.
但是，似乎就像保罗所说的。
But it is as Paul says.
如果想要立自己的义，就不愿意顺服神的义。
In order to establish their own righteousness.They do not submit to the righteousness of God.
这是讲那个源头。
This is talking about the source.
所以当我们在主面前我们愿意成长的时候。
So if we are willing to grow before the Lord.
我们必须常常思考到底这个是从哪里而来的。
We have to think where are our actions coming from.
如果是从神而来的。
If these things are coming from the Lord,
我们愿意去执行或者愿意去做。
We then will be willing to act thus.
如果是从不是从神来的。
But if these things are not coming from the Lord.
我们愿意把它放下来。
We should be willing to set them aside.
再接着在这封书信里面，我相信它有一个主题。
I believe this letter has a theme.
就在第一章第一节讲到那论到那从起初原有的生命之道。
Just like it says in the beginning, that which was from the beginning.
生命之道。
Which we have heard, which we have known.
这是起初原有的，这是这封信的主题。
This is the very beginning, the word of life.
讲那个生命。
This is talking about life.
从起初原有的生命。
It's the word of life from the very beginning.
就在这封书信里面，似乎有这几个目的，四个目的。
There seems to be four purposes.
在第一个目的里面，或者我就用目的这个字。
I'm going to use the word purpose.
一章四节里面他说，我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Chapter 1 verse 4 it says, These things write we to you that your joy may be full.
这个世上有许多可以令人喜乐的事情。
There are many things that could bring us joy in this world.
我们信主的人也有许多事情，我们在主面前可以得着许多的喜乐。
And for us Christians, we have many things before the Lord that will bring us joy.
但是常常那个喜乐有时候是暂时的。
But sometimes this joy is temporary.
或者它并不完全。
Or it's incomplete.
但是使徒约翰在这里告诉我们，他要写这封信要告诉我们，叫我们的喜乐能够充足，能够满足，能够满。
But the Apostle John says here, these things he writes to us that our joy may be full, complete.
他这里提到，这个 生命之道是保罗是 使徒约翰他所听见所看见而且亲手摸过的。
This word of life that the Apostle John talks about is what he has heard, he has seen with his own eyes, he has looked upon, his hands have handled.
又做见证的。
He has witnessed it, bear witness for it.
他把这个告诉我们。
He has told this to us.
叫我们能够与他有一些的交通，有一些的有份在一起。
So that we can have fellowship together, that we can commune.
然后让我们乃是在主和主耶稣有和神，他说乃是和神而他和他的儿子耶稣基督相交的，彼此有连结。
So the purpose is that we can have fellowship with between us, between the Father and the Son Jesus Christ. This is some kind of connecting.
弟兄姐妹，我们是有连结，我们的生命是连结在一起。
We have connections among ourselves, brothers and sisters.
然后我们的生命也是跟神能够连结在一起。
We are also connected with the Lord.
我们和那位起初原有的连结在一起。
We are connected with the source of life.
那我们的喜乐就满足了。
And because of this, our joy may be full.
我记得当我在瑞士的时候，
I know that when I was in Switzerland,
有一个护士的助理。
There was a nurse.
Nurse assistant.
Nurse assistant.
她就是帮我们，有时候送饭啊，或者说有什么事情通知我们。
She was in charge of sending us our meals or communicating with us.
她是法国人，她每天从法国到瑞士来上班。
She was a French woman, and she would.Travel to Switzerland every day from France to work.
那个时候我身上注射有雷射，有放射性的药物。
There was something injected that was laser.
所以我和人必须要保持距离。
So I had to.
Radiation medicine.
Oh, radiation. Okay, in the medicine. So I had to keep a distance from other people.
然后有一个墙。
And there was a wall.
所有的人跟我们讲话要站在墙的另外一边。
So anyone talking to us had to stand on the other side of the wall.
有一天他帮我们送饭过来。
One day she came to send us our meals.
照规定送完饭他就必须要出去。
The requirement was that after she sent us our meals, she had to leave.
所以他站在墙那边，他看到我在读一本书。
So on the other side of the wall, she looked over and saw me reading a book.
他是那本书是提到我们的信心的扩大。
The book was talking about the expansion of our faith.
然后他就隔着墙问我，是什么样的信心？
So over the wall she asked, what kind of faith is it?
我说是对神的信心。
This is our, I replied, this is our faith toward God.
他说是什么样的神？
What kind of God, she asked.
我说 Jesus, 耶稣基督。
I said, Jesus Christ.
他说你相信耶稣基督。
She asked, you believe in Jesus Christ?
我说是。
I said, yes.
他说你是基督徒。
She asked, you are a Christian?
他说我说我是。
I said, yes, I am.
他说我也是。
She said, I am too.
然后我们就说我们的神他是王。
And then we said, our God, he is king.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
他是那位好的美好
He is good.
然后他又走过来跟我握握手。
So she walked over and shook hands with me.
他说我在这里我知道还有另外一个人两个人是基督徒。
She said, I know there are two other people here who are Christians.
所以你是第三个。
So you are the third.
当时我的心中的喜乐就满足了。
At that moment, my joy was full.
因为我知道那位神是信实，是真实的。
Because I know that God, the God I believe in, is faithful.
不管他在哪里。
No matter where.
然后我记得我要走的时候，要离开的时候。
And I remembered as I was about to leave.
然后我说，希望我们可以再见面。
I said, I hope we can see each other again.
我意思说我二月还要再来。
I meant I could come again.
然后跟我说，不管怎么样，我们都会见面。
She told me, no matter what happens, brother, I will see you again.
因为我们相信有那么一天我们在主里面主要来接我们。
Because we believe there is one day when the Lord will take us up.
因为我们都知道我跟他两个在谈就是我们的主会来。
Because we all know our Lord is coming again.
所以在主里面的相交。
So the communion and fellowship we have in the Lord.
我们的喜乐可以真实得到满足。
Really completes and makes our joy full.
我想当我在这段时间常常碰到弟兄姐妹
During this time I often meet brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹碰到我就说哎呦实在想打电话给你但是实在怕打扰你、
Many times they tell me I really wanted to call you on the phone but I didn't want to disturb you
实在弟兄姐妹实在是爱着我们
Brothers and sisters truly love us
但是我可以说你没关系你就打电话来
But I can say it's okay you can call me
因为我知道我们有那位在天上宝座的主
Because I know our Lord sits on the throne above in heaven
当我们彼此相交的时候我们的喜乐就得到充足
When we fellowship with one another our joy becomes full
我想在封这第二封在这封书信里面还有第二个目的
I believe there's a second purpose to this letter.
二章一节说：“我小子们啊，我这张这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。”
Chapter 2 verse 1 says, "These things I write to you in order that you may not sin."
我记得在感恩节那天晚上，在这里的周五晚上的交通里面
，I remember the Thanksgiving fellowship we had on Friday here in the church.
有一个姐妹，她有一些的分享。
During that time, there was one sister who had some sharing.
她说，我们有一个不犯罪的自由。
She said, we have a freedom not to sin.
我们真的感谢主。
We really thank the Lord.
我们实在是有一个不犯罪的自由。
We really have this freedom that we won't sin.
我们过去在不信主以前，我们还在那罪和死的律里面。
Before we were saved, we were under the law of sin and death.
有些事情我们想做，但是没有办法做。
There were things we wanted to do, but we could not do.
有些事情我们不想做，但是我们又去做了。
There were things we didn't want to do, but still we did them.
但是当我们信主以后，我们不再在那个律里面下面。
But after we believed on the Lord, we are no longer under this law.
我们在主里面得着了释放。我们脱离了那个死罪和死的律。
We were released under the Lord from this law of sin and death.
我们进入了生命圣灵的律。
We entered into a new law of spirit and of life.
我们有那个不犯罪的生命。
We have this life that enables us not to sin.
我们更有那个不犯罪的自由。
We also have this freedom to not sin.
实在我们常常也是在做错，常常做错事情。
And still, oftentimes we do the wrong things.
但是我们知道我们有一位主耶稣基督做我们的中保。
But we know that we have a mediator, Jesus Christ.
我们实在到他面前，实在去诉说，实在到他面前去阐明，去认罪。
We come before him and we really confess our sins.
他就赦免我们的罪。
And he forgives us our sins.
罪不再辖制我们。
And sin no longer entangles us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们乃是有一个不犯罪的生命。
So we have this life of not sinning.
我们一个不犯罪的自由。
We have this freedom of not sinning.
所以使徒约翰提醒我们，来叫我们不犯罪。
So the apostle John reminds us so that we may not sin.
那第三个目的在这个信封，在这个信里面。
And the third purpose of this letter.
在二章二十六节，他说：“我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。”
In chapter 2:26, this is the third purpose. These things have I written to you concerning those who lead you astray.
在英文的译本里面讲到说， 我将这些话写给你们，乃是指那些带领你们离开震怒的人说的。
In the English, it really means, I have written to you these things concerning those who lead you astray from the right path.
主，他说他是道路、真理、生命。
The Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我们有主的生命。
We have the Lord's life.
我们有主的话语。
We have the Lord's word.
神的圣灵在我里面也常常提醒我们，把他的话赏给我们。
God's Spirit also dwells in us, constantly reminding us and giving His Word to us.
然后我们也是行走在那个道路之中。
And we are also walking in that path of life.
跟随主是道路的问题。
Following the Lord is about that path.
侍奉是跟道路有关系。
Serving the Lord is also about that path.
我们看这是周遭或者在这个世代里面
，We see in today's generation，
在许多的聚会里面
，In many different gatherings，
他们离开了正道
，They have left that straight path。
他们有神的生命
，They still have God's spirit in them。
神的话语也在他们的心中
，God's word is also in them。
也在他们的手上
，It's also in their hands。
但他们的道路上可能不是在神要的那个道路里面。
But their path may not be that path that God wants anymore.
在提摩太后书四章三节里面。
In 2 Timothy 4:3.
他说时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理。
It says, for the time shall be when they will not bear sound teaching.
耳朵发痒。
But according to their own lust, will heap to themselves teachers having an itching ear.
就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
According to their own lust, they will heap up to themselves teachers, and leave that straight path.
我认识一些弟兄姐妹。
I've known brothers and sisters.
那也有十几年了，甚至于二十几年。
There have been probably 20 some years.
当我遇见他们的时候
，When I see them again，
他们有时候会问我聚会的情形。
Sometimes they ask about the condition of our gathering.
我也会问他们聚会的情形。
I will also ask about the condition of their gathering.
就他们有的时候，我离开了那个聚会。
Some of them say I've left that congregation.
所以要告诉我他们聚会的情形。
So they'll tell me about the condition of their gatherings.
我想在许多的聚会里面
I feel in many gatherings.
人的话语太多。
There's too much of man's word.
人的作为太多。
There's too much of man's deeds.
人的手阻挡了神的主权。
Sometimes man obstructs God's power.
人把政治带到聚会里面。
People bring politics into the church.
人用人的主权来阻挡神的主权。
Man exerts his own authority, and often it is against God's authority.
在一些聚会里面。
In some gatherings.
他们用选举的方式。
They use elections.
所以每年或者每三年或每两年有选举的时候
，So every two or three years when they have elections，
他们就开始要拉拢他们的所谓的会员。
Then they start campaigning.
Member. 所以
，Oh，
他们就
，They try to persuade their members to vote for them.
所以造成了许多的困难。
So this produces many difficulties.
然后还有许多的派别。
There are many paths.
Many groups.
Divisions.
Division. 在他们的聚会里面。
There are many divisions and sects in there. Church gathering.
可能他们的做带领的弟兄
Perhaps those brothers who are leaders in the church
掌握了所有的一切
Perhaps they exert all the authority
他可以成可以有很多的聚会地方
They can form many different locations for gathering
但是全部就听这一位弟兄的或者是牧
But all of them listen to this one brother.
还有聚会把一些社会的关怀的工作带进教会里面。
Then some other churches bring the issues of social welfare into their gatherings.
他把弟兄姐妹的焦点从神的身上转移到那些工作的身上。
Then they turn brothers and sisters' focus from the Lord Himself to the things of the world.
这个你要完全怪那些带领的弟兄吗
Should we just blame the leaders of these churches?
弟兄姐妹都有责任
Brothers and sisters all have a part in this
就好像经文里面说的
Just like the word has told us
人厌烦纯正的道理
People will not bear sound teaching
耳朵发痒
Their ears begin to itch.
就随从自己的情欲。
After their own lust,
增添了好些的师父。
They heap to themselves teachers.
所以在约翰一书里面，他提醒我们。
So in 1 John, he reminds us.
二章二十七节。
In chapter 2, verse 27.
他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏，常存在你们心里，并不由人教训你们。”既有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And yourselves, the unction which ye have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you. But as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
今天人好做师父，不愿意做学生。
Today, many people want to be teachers and not students.
尤其是我们每一个人都一样。
I believe all of us are like this.
我曾经问过一些小孩子。
I've asked little children before.
要不要去做老师
Do you want to be a teacher?
每个人都愿意做老师。
Everyone wants to be a teacher.
那你说你要不要做学生，坐在那里听老师讲话？
When I ask, do you want to be a student and just sit there and listen to the teacher?
他们就有许多的抱怨。
Then they start complaining.
我想不单纯是那些小孩子。
It's not only with these little children.
我们是不是也会落入这样的光景里面？
Will we also experience this?
有弟兄说。
There's a brother who said.
我们实在是在基督的学校里面。
We are truly in the school of Christ.
在圣经里面也是主耶稣也这样教导我们。
In the Bible, God also teaches us.
他说：“你们不要受师尊的征服。”
Don't try to be called teachers.
只有一位是你的师尊。
There's only one teacher.
就是基督。
And that is Christ.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
基督就是那位主。
Christ is that Lord.
这是基督的学校。
This is the school of Christ.
我们每一个人都愿意在主的带领、在教导之下，愿意去成长。
We are all willing to grow under the teaching of Christ.
愿意去学习。
We are all willing to learn.
这个没有一个快速的道路。
There's no speedy way out of it.
这是一个一生的功课。
This is a lifetime of learning.
不管接受多少的训练。
No matter how much training you have been through.
不管参加多少的聚会。
No matter how many gatherings you have attended,
我们是基督的学生。
We are the students of Christ.
不管你受教在谁的门下。
No matter where you have gotten training or teaching from,
我们都是基督的学生。
We are still students of Christ.
我们愿意在主的圣灵的保守、带领、训练之下。
We are willing under the protection, the leadership,of the Holy Spirit
一起的成长
to grow in the Lord together.
这是我们每一个人都有的责任。
This is a responsibility all of us have before the Lord.
那第四个
There's a fourth purpose.
他说我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
These things have I written to you, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, who believe on the name of the Son of God.
我们常常忘记了。
We've all, often forgotten.
我们忘记我们是那位神的儿女所，我们神所救赎的，我们是神的儿女。
We've forgotten our great salvation, that we are the children of God.
我们忘记我们的身份。
We've forgotten our status.
我们忘记我们有那个生命。
We've forgotten that we have such life.
我们有时候就像那小孩子说的。
Sometimes we are like those children.
哦，我希望我不在这个家里面，我要做另外一个人家的小孩。
I wish I weren't in this family. I wish I was someone else's kid.
哦，我看别人的爸爸妈妈是多么的酷，或者多么的潇洒。
I feel those other parents, those other kids, mommies and daddies are so cool.
在这个世代里面，只有两个父，两个 father， 两种 father， 两个 father.
In this generation, there are only two kinds of fathers.
要就是神是我们的父亲，要就是那恶者做我们的父亲。
Either the Lord is our father, or the evil one is our father.
我们信奉神儿子之名的人，我们有神的生命。
Those of us who have believed in the Lord, we have that status of being sons of God.
常常我们在聚会里面。
Oftentimes in our gatherings.
我们在神的家里面。
In the house of God.
我记得上一次，上一次弟兄来提到，在外面有许多的浪子，他们不知道往哪里去。
I remember a brother mentioning before that there are many prodigal sons outside, not knowing where they are going.
但是今天我们在神的家里面，我们也可能做那个在家里面的浪子。
But even in the house of God, we could be that prodigal son in the house of God.
我们忘记了神的生命，我们有神的生命。
We've forgotten that we have the life of God.
所以我们在家里面做浪子。
So we are a prodigal son in the house.
我们不知道往哪里去。
We don't know where we are going.
虽然我们住在家里面。
Even though we stay at home.
但是我们和那位还有那个爱我们的神、爱我们的父没有任何的关系。
But we have no connection or relationship with our father.
我记得在路加福音那个浪子的故事里面。
I remember that story of the prodigal son.
你看那个大儿子。
Look at that older son.
他每天都住在家里面。
Every day he lives at home.
他也遵照他父亲所说的做许多的事情。
He obeys everything his father commands him.
但是他实在不了解他父亲的心意。
But he really doesn't understand the will of his father.
他充满了许多的嫉妒。
He was filled with envy.
或者抱怨。
And complaint.
但是他的父亲跟他怎么说？
But what did his father tell him?
他说父啊，他说儿啊，你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
He told him, my son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
神一切所有都是我们的。
Everything God has is ours.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
我们有他的生命。
We have his life.
我们要知道我们自己是有生命、有神生命的人。
We have to know that we are children who have God's life in us.
像使徒老约翰弟兄，他就再次提醒我们，不要忘记我们的身份。
So the Apostle John again reminds us, don't forget what status you have.
我们不要过那个好像很我们不要过得好像很可怜，或者说很不满足，或者很多的抱怨。
Don't lead a life full of discontent and complaint.
神一切所有都是我们的。
Because everything God has is ours.
在这封书信里面也提醒了有四个坦然无惧。
This letter also reminds us of four points of boldness. or confidence.
这关系到我们今天的生活。
It really relates to our life today.
我们所相信的不是那个，不只是在盼望，不只是那在永远里面。
We don't only believe in an eternal hope.
神也关心我们今天的生活。
God is also concerned about our daily life today on earth.
我们如何在主面前有那坦然无惧的生活？
We should lead a life of boldness and confidence before the Lord.
甚至于我们到有那么一天，当我们见主面的时候，我们如何可以坦然无惧地面对他
？And one day when we see the Lord, we should approach that throne with confidence.
那第一个坦然无惧在三章二十一节里面。
The first confidence is found in chapter 3, verse 21.
他说：“我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了。”并且我们一切所求的，就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
It says, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, we have boldness towards God, and whatsoever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and practice the things which are pleasing in His sight."
什么是神的命令
？What are God's commandments？
神的命令叫就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣的名。且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
And this is his commandment that we believe on the name of his son Jesus Christ and that we love one another even as he has given us commandment.
信他的名就是接待他。
Believing on his name is receiving him.
他在他应该有的地位，我们在我们应该有的地位。
He should be put in the position he deserves and we should know our own position as well.
他告诉我们要照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
We should also, as he has commanded us, love one another.
不要在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Not only in words, but also in action and in truth.
常常我们说要彼此相爱。
Often we say we should love one another.
而常常我就是那位伤害弟兄姐妹最多的。
But oftentimes we are the ones who start hurting other brothers and sisters.
我们心里不知道吗？
Don't we know this in our hearts?
我们知道。
We know this.
我知道。
I know.
实在求主原谅我们。
May the Lord truly forgive us.
让我们越过越有那个主的身量。
As we grow in the Lord.
我们能够在彼此的相爱的事情上面，能够越多有更多成熟的身量。
May we mature and have more of that love for one another.
也请求主帮助我们彼此的饶恕。
Help us to forgive one another.
因为我们都是在那学习的成长的过程里面。
Because we are all in that stage of growing in the Lord.
他说。彼此相爱，总要在行为和诚实上。
We must love one another in deed and in truth.
还有一个诚实也是真理上。
Truth, is reality and truth.
我们彼此相爱，不能够失去那个真理。
When we love one another, it cannot be without truth.
我们必须有那个行为。
We also must have the deeds.
但是不能失去那个真理。
But we cannot be without truth.
有传统这样记载说。
There is a tradition that said.
当约翰老年，他离开了巴摩海岛，后来回到以弗所。
In John's last days, he left the island of Patmos and he went to Ephesus.
当他到老年没有办法。走路到聚会的时候，他是被抬着进去的。
When he became so old, he couldn't walk to the gathering, so people had to carry him in.
但是他心里，他嘴巴总是说：“你们要彼此的相爱。”
But his words were always, "You must love one another."
史书也这样记载说，传统也这样记载说。
Tradition also records.
当时有一个人叫克林萨斯。
There was a person named.
克林上司，
克林啥？
他被称为是真理的敌人。
He was called the enemy of truth.
使徒约翰甚至于不愿意跟他在同一个房间里面。
The Apostle John didn't even want to be in the same room with him.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，不能失去真理。
When we love one another, we cannot lose the truth.
我们彼此和睦，乃更要追求圣洁。
When we are loving one another and in harmony, we must also pursue holiness.
从来没有人见过神。
No one has seen the Father.
我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们中间，住在我们里面。
But if we love one another, the Father is dwelling among us.
彼此相爱有一个彰显，或者有一个表明。
There is a manifestation of us loving one another.
或者有一个结果。
There is a result.
神在我们里面，神显明出来了，神他自己。
God is in us, and He reveals Himself through us.
第二个坦然无惧。
The second confidence.
五章十四节说：“我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。”
Chapter 5, verse 14 says, "And this is the boldness which we have towards Him."
照神的旨意求。
That if we ask Him anything according to His will, He hears us.
自然，我们必须要知道什么是神的旨意。
So we need to know what is God's will.
主在一切上居首位。
God in everything should take the first place.
一切在主里面是合而为一的，这是主要神要做的。
Everything in the Lord will be united under Him. This is the Lord's will.
我们求很多事情。
We can ask many things.
但是有一件事非常确定的，我们照着神的旨意求，他就听我们。
But there is one thing that we can be sure of. If we ask according to His will, He will hear us.
第三个坦然无惧，他说在二章二十八节说。小子们啊，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他里面也不至于惭愧。
The third confidence is found in chapter 2, verse 28. And now, children, abide in him, that if he be manifested, we may have boldness and not be put to shame from before him at his coming.
什么是住在主里面
？What is to abide in the Lord?
二章二十四节说。论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的事存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
Chapter 2, verse 24 tells us about abiding. As for you, let that which ye have heard from the beginning abide in you. If what ye have heard from the beginning abides in you, ye also shall abide in the Son and in the Father.
从起初所听见的事。
Those things which you have heard from the beginning.
或者说，我们从神那里所听见的事
，those things we have heard from God, in other words,
摆在我们心里面
，for them those things to be placed in our hearts。
你知道，我们这个人常常是会变的。
You know, we are very changeable people.
我们有旧人在我们身上。
We have the old man in us.
那圣经怎么说旧人？他说，旧人乃是随着各的私欲渐渐变坏的。
What does the Bible say about this old man? This old man will change according to the lusts, change for worse.
是渐渐变坏。
Gradually, this is a gradual process.
如果我们一直让我们的旧人在我们身上，一直在那边帮旧人在我们身上来活在我们，如果我们活在那个旧人里面，随着我们的私欲，我们会慢慢变坏。
If we keep living in the old man, in the lust thereof,then we will gradually turn worse.
我们忘记那起初所听见的。
Then we have forgotten those words we have heard from the beginning.
我们随着私欲就离开了神的道。
According to our lusts, we will gradually depart from the Lord.
所以我们实在求主帮助我们，实在常常把神的话存在我们里面。
That's why we need the Lord's help so that we can often have His word dwelling in us.
第四个坦然无惧就是四章十七节说：“爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在世上也如何。”
The fourth confidence is found in chapter 4, verse 17. Herein has love been perfected with us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, that even as He is, we also are in this world.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信。神就是爱，住在爱里面，就是住在神里面。神也住在我们里面。
And we have known and have believed the love which God has to us. God is love, and he that abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
我们怎么知道我们爱神的儿女？
How do we know that we love God. We love the children of God.
五章二节说，我们若爱神，又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
Chapter 5, verse 2 says, Hereby know we that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep His commandments.
我们遵守神的诫命就是爱他，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous.
因为我们有信心，神给我们的信心，我们可以胜过世界，他的诫命不是难守的。
Because we have faith, we can overcome the world, and His commandments are not hard to keep.
在约翰一书里面最后一句话。
In 1 John, the last word is this.
好，小子们，你们要自守，远避偶像。
He says, children, keep yourselves from idols.
什么是偶像？
What are idols?
我想借着 Austin Spark 弟兄的话。
According to T. Austin Sparks,
偶像乃是挑战神的地位。
Idols are those that fight for the place of God.
乃是那个争夺神的权力。
They try to steal away God's authority.
争夺神的荣耀。
They try to steal away God's glory.
乃是那些让我们在神和那些上面有一些选择的，那就是我们的荣，那就是我，那可能就是我们的偶像。
If there is something that keeps us from deciding God's way, that takes the place of God, that is our, might be our idol.
偶像不是外表的形式，也不是那敬拜的方式。
Idols are not,
不只是那些。
Idols are not only about outward ceremonies and practices.
而是一个新的问题。
It's about the heart, the attitude of the heart.
记得以色列出了埃及。
You remember when the Israelites departed from Egypt?
埃及还在以色列人的心里面。
Egypt was still in the hearts of the Israelites.
成为他们的偶像。
Egypt became their idol.
你知道我们要脱离、远离那个偶像，有时候是狠心的，要狠下心的。
Sometimes it requires a lot of energy and strength and effort to depart from those idols.
就亚伯拉罕离开，神叫亚伯拉罕离开他的父家、本族、本地、父家，往神所要指示他的地方去。
Remember, the Lord told Abraham to leave his house, his land, his kinsmen, to go where the Lord would appoint him.
结果他还是带着他的侄子。
Abraham still brought his nephew along.
造成了多大的难处。
Cause so much grief.
直到今天。
Even till today.
在亚伯拉罕的身上，你记得那个他把他儿子献上。
Remember in Abraham's life, there was a point when he had to sacrifice his son.
他的儿子是神应许给他的。
His son was what the Lord had promised him.
那是一个奇迹。
His son was a miracle.
结果神竟然叫他把他的儿子献为燔祭。
And yet the Lord told Abraham to sacrifice his son as a sacrifice, a burnt sacrifice.
但在这件事情上面
，But in this matter，
神把他儿子在他偶像的地位里面把他拿走。
In this matter, his son was removed from that place of being an idol.
主耶稣也讲得很清楚。
Jesus also says it very clearly.
如果我们爱我们的父母，
If we love our mother or father,
妻子，
wife,
儿女，
children,
胜过爱他的话，
more than him,
我们不配做他的门徒。
We are not worthy to be his disciple.
因为这些都可能是，我想他的目的，他这句话乃是就好像他这里说，我们要自守，远避偶像，这些事情不应该成为我们心中的难主。
These things cannot be things that obstruct us from God. We have to keep ourselves from these idols.
我们要自守，远避偶像。
We must keep ourselves from idols.
把我们和神中间的那些。拿走。
Let us take away anything that's keeping us from God.
神是唯一的。
God is the only one we should be seeking.
如果他不做我们一切的主，
If he doesn't become the God of everything,
他就不是我们的主。
Then he is not our God.
好不好？我们一起祷告。对不起，对不起，占用时间。
Let's have a word of prayer. Sorry for taking up the time.
主，我们实在要感谢你。
Lord, we really have to thank you.
主，你是满有怜悯的神。
You're full of mercy toward us.
主，我们求你继续把你的恩典跟怜悯赏给我们。
We pray that you continue to give us your grace and your mercy.
主，帮助我们在一切的事情上尊你为大。
Let us in everything view you as the greatest and the highest.
直到我们见你面的那一天。
Until that day when we see your face.
为主，我们中间的每一位。
For everyone among us today.
主，我们向你求祝福。
We pray your blessing.
向你求力量。
We pray your strength.
也求你帮助我们在一起成为你那个见证的器皿。
Let us together before you become that vessel of testimony.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.